All right, you are tuned in to 89.1 KHOL. This is Brennan here with you, and it is time for another episode of RRR Radio. I am joined by Mary Allen Hanna from Teton County Solid Waste and Recycling, and she also brought in another member of over at the Recycling Center, Kit Beakley, and they are here to talk about something new that is happening at the Recycling Center. They're going to be starting to host some tours, both for commercial recyclers and residential recyclers. You guys, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Brennan. Great to be back.
Yeah, so, you know, let's talk about these tours. They're designed to give both businesses and, you know, individual residents a little tour on what happens after their recyclables go to the recycling center. You know, what is the end goal here?
Sure. We are trying to open up our doors. Many of you have probably been down to the recycling center and seen that we have a new office space, a new look, a new parking lot, asphalt project. So it's easy to get to us. And we just want to reach out to the community and show them more about what happens when they send their recycling to us. There's some great things we can't wait to show them. Lots of achievement in diverting waste from the landfill through recycling. And then also some problem areas, some contamination that comes to us and creates extra work for our crews. But more than that, endangers our workers. And then the end goal, as you mentioned, Brennan, is to keep things out of the landfill and realize the impact of the materials we use and what truly can be diverted and what really is just waste that needs to be sent down the road.
And Kit, you're one of the folks that has to sort through some of this contamination. What are some of the like most common contamination or things that you see that are contaminated, both from residents and commercial recycling?
I think when it comes to the residential stuff that we see, a lot of the contaminants is, I don't think it's malicious. It's people that really want to recycle and they're putting in the things that we just can't take, which are like, you know, the egg containers, you know, your dozen eggs comes in that kind of paper, that fibrous material. And people will stack them up, you know, for a year's worth of egg containers all at once, and they'll throw them in there. And we just can't take it. So we have to literally pull all of that stuff out anytime we see it, which just creates more work. So it's a lot of materials that I think people want to recycle that just aren't processable in that way.
Yeah. And do you see any repeat offenses from, you know, businesses?
Yes.
Okay. Here's your second. What are they?
Yeah. You know, I think it's just, the amount of turnover in a town like this. People come from maybe a place where, you know, they're used to just throwing everything in the recycling bin. Or maybe they're just not taking the time to see the cardboard dumpster next to the trash dumpster, you know, behind the business. And knowing that that's, you know, for two different things. Because, you know, we see a lot of trash in mixed in with the cardboard. And a lot of contaminant in with, you know, our plastics and our aluminums and other materials that we try to process.
Do you see a lot of food contamination? A lot of like maybe food still in the containers that they're recycled in?
Yes. Yeah, we see a lot of that. You know, a lot of pizza.
What happens to that stuff?
Pizza. You know, we literally have to stop what we're doing, pull it out of that stream, whatever we're recycling, whether it's cardboard, whether it's aluminum cans. So, you know, it just adds to the time that it takes to process all those materials to the point where they're clean enough that we can send them where they need to go.
If you're just tuning in, this is RRR Radio. I'm here with Mary Allen Hanna from Teton County Solid Waste and Recycling, and we're talking about some new recycling center tours that they are offering every second Monday of the month. Yeah, and Mary Allen, you mentioned to me that, you know, we've talked about China's ban on contaminated recyclables, but it actually went into effect last week on January 11th. Has that changed anything here, or has Teton County Solid Waste and Integrated Recycling kind of been on that track for a little while?
Luckily, we have been on that track for a good while, and Teton County recyclers have been on that track for a good while and have sent us quality material over the years, and our program is in good shape, even with this sort of international crackdown on contamination in recyclable material. But like Kit is mentioning, we need to keep it up. We're not going to get a break from that anytime soon with this kind of, with the changes that are coming from China. So the more that people can do to just send us that good quality material, that good cardboard, those number one and number two plastic bottles, all aluminum cans and tin cans, and all the food residue rinsed off those materials, the more we can do with them and the more, the higher percentage of those materials we can make sure gets recycled rather than landfilled.
And you also, you know, you mentioned that there are plans for a dual stream collection by 2025. What is a dual stream collection?
Sure. So right now what we do, all that hard work that everyone's doing out there to separate each material, all the paper separate from the containers and so forth, we are going to give you a break on that. We're working towards more sorting equipment at the recycling center and a dual stream system, which means that all the different kinds of papers, the newspaper, the office paper, can be combined. And then all the different containers, the aluminum cans and plastic bottles, will all be able to go together into two streams. So that will help our efficiency. It will make participation easier. And we hope it'll mean that we'll capture even more material down the road. But in the meantime, we appreciate everyone's hard work to continue sorting each material into individual bins, and we'll do the best we can with it.
It's crazy to think that 2025 isn't really that far away, because we're almost at 2020.
It's not as soon as we want it to be, but we're getting there, and it'll be a great proven system by the time we bring it online.
Yeah, let's kind of get back to those tours that you guys are here to talk about. You know, they're the second Monday of the month, and the next tour is on February 11th. You mentioned that it's 10:30 to 11 for commercial tours and 5:30 to 6 for residential. But I'm wondering, you know, if there's a business that's interested, but, you know, maybe is just too busy during the winter and wants to be informed. And is there any way for them to, you know, have a different alternative?
Absolutely. We take tours any time of the day. You can call us and come down, or you can just show up and we'll be happy to show you around. We also offer outreach, where our staff comes to your facility and helps you communicate with your staff and team. So we have lots of options in the way of outreach. This is just sort of a regularly monthly promise that our doors will be open, that we'll be on hand to kind of walk you through the process and let you see up close what happens with Kit's team on the recycling floor.
And one more thing to touch on, just because you mentioned outreach. You told me a little bit about RRR in a box presentation toolkits, and that's exactly what they're intended for, right? To teach other folks about recycling.
Exactly. Yeah, this is the next level of outreach that we're trying out this spring. We received a grant from the Community Foundation. And with that, we have these presentation toolkits that are literally plastic boxes made from recycled plastic, of course. And they contain all of our outreach materials and some just training guides so that you can give our presentation, the same one I would give, but in your voice and in your language and to an audience that's familiar to you, just to strengthen that impact and make it more customizable.
Well, Mary Ellen and Kit, thank you for joining us today. Kit, thanks for sorting our recycling.
Thank you.
If you want to tour the recycling center down south of town, the next tour date is February 11th, and that is a Monday, always the second Monday of the month. If you're doing a commercial tour, it's 10:30 to 11, and then for a residential tour, it's 5:30 to 6. Yes, thanks again for joining us for RRR Radio.
Thanks, Brennan.
Thank you.
All right, this is 89.1 KHOL Jackson.